So you asked the landlord complaint handlers to submit evidence to inform this report for 6 weeks from the end of November 2022. Mm-hmm. What did they tell you?
So we received 315 responses from across housing associations, local authorities, arm's length management organisations, almshouses, cooperatives and retirement villages. So a really good cross section. And we found that 56% of the respondents told us that they were having issues accessing or being provided with records in relation to complaints. And 82% of those having issues said that it impacts their ability to fully address complaints, with 77% telling us it impacted their ability to meet their complaint handling timeframes. And in terms of the areas of service provision that were most affected by the data access issues, again, repairs were the main area. So 88% of all response said that this was a service area that was most problematic. And I think it's important to note as well that 93% of all the respondents said that they recognise that they do have problems with KIM overall, which was reassuring in one sense, but some of the comments that we received were less reassuring. So to give you an example, one of the quotes that's in the report is from a CEO, and they stated it's time consuming to always have to record every single piece of communication with the resident, and not always necessary unless the issue becomes a complaint. So straight away from some of the feedback that we were receiving, although it was clear that landlords were quick to accept the issues that they had, we weren't satisfied that they were seeing it as being something within their control. The overall sense that we got was that for some landlords, they feel that it's a bit of a lottery and something that staff are either good at or not. And that was another quote that we received telling us that it is hit and miss was the expression used, saying some staff are very good at it, some are not. We also have a quote from an information manager saying staff are not trained on data quality, which again plays into this idea that this is something that landlords don't have any control over, rather than actually looking at themselves and, well, what training do those staff need? What other support do staff need? Why is it so variable in terms of the staff who are good at it and those that aren't? And this has really helped to shape the section that we started to write about the culture and the governance of an organisation and how important that is. Because if your most senior person in the organisation is saying that it's not always necessary to have good KIM, then of course that is going to filter down to all staff and throughout the service provision.